This is Ruben.
Ruben Manny.
Hey, how are you doing, buddy?
Good, yourself?
Good, good. So I got your file pulled. Kind of want to go over a few options and kind of see what we could do for you. So, Manny, I got your credit pulled. So right now off Experian, you're at a 460.
Okay.
I want to tell you what I'm seeing and kind of start off there. So I know about the bankruptcy. That's not the biggest issue here. The biggest issue is that what's really causing the score to go down and down pretty rapidly is that there's a lot of accounts that are showing that aren't being paid currently. I don't know if those are something that you're trying to get rectified or those are just on the back burner, but it's showing to me that your Burbank City Federal Credit Union for a car, as for both cars,
I'm 30 days down on that.
Yeah, those, and then there's some credit card accounts that aren't being paid. So, you know, I like to be straight out with people. Is there something that, as of now, it's not going to be paid?
Well, I'm working on paying those. I mentioned to you yesterday, I'm feels like I'm chasing my tail here, trying to, and unfortunately, I'm putting the business first as opposed to myself.
Okay.
And I'm investing it in marketing. It's what I'm doing.
Okay. So,
but right now
those accounts are manned. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's kind of my thoughts, and you're a referral to me, and so I handle referrals a lot different than like a general customer. It's something that you have to be very sensitive and tell people exactly what you can do for them. So
okay,
the person who refer,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. So here's, I think, the biggest challenge.
Okay.
You're going to look at September. Your September ended really strong. You had 15 grand. Your October ended, give me a second, bear with me. So I've got your October, and your October ended negative. Is the account currently positive or no?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, the wire missed the cutoff time, and it rolled over into the first. It drives me nuts.
Okay.
Yeah, and it caused a check to go. I think it got returned. I'm not sure. But yeah,
okay.
No. My balance is currently about maybe 15,000.
15,000. Okay. So here's what I would tell you based on my experience, and it's kind of your call and what you'd like me to do. I've previewed on real estate and mortgages. Being under 500, we have two or three programs that are available, and I'm not sure if they interest you. Essentially, I couldn't underwrite this deal for you in-house. We have a joint venture with a few other companies that we could potentially do this deal. Let's talk about what terms you should expect so there's, you know, no kind of unrealistic expectations. This would basically be, because of the current loans that aren't being paid, it'd basically be called what we call a coin flip loan, which is a certain amount of money, which the lender is kind of saying, hey, look, there's a 50-50 chance that we'll get paid back. What would those terms look like? I think if they get approved, you'd be offered something in the range of max 50K, but probably max like 30K, something between 10 to 30K. The terms would be, and I hate saying this, they would not be friendly. They would probably be terms of 3 to 4 months as a starter loan to show can you pay or not. What would the payback be? The way these loans work are cents on the dollar. So my best program that I have for unsecured capital is, I have programs that are like 10 cents on the dollar for every year you're borrowing money. It goes up from there. On your program, I'll give you an idea of like what would 20K run you. If you got 20K, the payback on that over 3 months, it'd be very, very high. It'd be something in the range of 30 to 45 cents on the dollar. So if you borrowed 20K, the payback on that would be 26 to 29K. If you borrowed 30K, the payback on that would be, you know, 39 to 43 and a half, I guess, is the number. It is a program that could help you kind of solve your issues in your overdrafts, but I'd want to know if that program would interest you before I run your credit.
I would want to see because what I would want to do, and it can be used as a temporary thing, is same thing I do here at the office with my customers is, if I can get about 35 maybe,
okay,
I'll bring all my accounts current, I'll make that part of my thing, I'll pay off all of my accounts, on my personal accounts, so that my scores can go up, then once my scores go up, I can find financing elsewhere and pay you guys off, or pay you guys off through the business either way, because I am building, it's just I fell behind a bit, and like I said, I'm putting the business first, then my personal. So
okay.
My business is starting to pick up. So either one way or another, either I'll go get a regular loan with my scores gone up and pay you guys off, or through the business that it's increasing, pay you guys off that way to show that
Or we could refinance you into one of our more traditional programs. You know, there's a lot of different...
The score is the issue code, correct?
It's not just the score. It's that the current debt obligations aren't being paid. Yes. That someone's going to look at this and say, hey, what is going on here? I can't guarantee you an approval. I don't want to shotgun your credit all over town. So what I'd like to do is this. There's three companies that I think would be potentially interested in doing this kind of deal. What I'd like to do is you could send me over the month-to-date bank statement, and if you're okay with me, you know, saying a few additional inquiries, I can get back to you today or tomorrow and tell you, hey.
Well, I don't think it's going to go anywhere else right now, right?
Correct.
My scores.
Basically, what I'd like to do is this. When you kind of just, not to overly educate, but when we get into this sphere of under 600, especially under 550 and 500, there are some lenders that are very still like say, hey, look, understand the terms, straight up people. There are some dicey characters also. And so there's a lender that I work with that I've worked with them once in the last, I don't know, 3 years. I just don't like how they do business, to be blunt with you. So I think they lend you money, but I'd want to stay away from them. And I'm going to submit your file for a few programs and see what I can produce for you. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at least we get some feedback. If it doesn't work, by the way, then the issue might just be getting your accounts current. Not just the score, but getting the current and then resubmitting. But I'm going to do my best for you.
Okay, I appreciate it. So what do you want, like the account activity?
Yeah, the account transaction history from month-to-date. And then out of curiosity, you did say you were working with someone else. We actually once in a while will get files sent over from other smaller companies. Do you know the company you're working with? So I can see it's not already in-house because I can't...
BFS or BCF or...
It's called Business... BFS. Is it Business Financial Services? I know where they are. They're a good company. Did they offer you an approval or...?
I'm waiting for an answer.
Okay.
Well, he looked at everything and he said he's looking at doing at least 50,000, but I mean, of course, until it gets underwritten or whatever the case is.
And it's Business Financial Services?
I believe it is.
Okay.
I'll double check. I'm not.
Yeah, they're a good company. I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about them.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you can get me the month to date, I'm going to see what I can do here for you.
Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you right now. The account activity, right?
Yeah, account activity, yeah.
And even then, if you look at the history, it's interesting because I was looking at my history this morning. It doesn't show that it went overdrawn because the account, the wire hit on the first.
Yeah.
It was interesting, but since the statement closed out at midnight, it showed negative on my statement. But if you look at the account activity from what I looked at on my phone this morning, it didn't, the deposit hit before it actually registered a negative, I believe, or I'm not sure how that works.
It's just basically the deposit hits. It might not be actually active in the account. I've seen it before. It's not a huge issue.
Okay.
But yeah, let's see what we can provide for you, and I'll do my best.
Okay. Yeah. If not, I mean, just bring the account current. My goal would to be to bring the accounts current, basically. Then correct.
And correct. Correct. Okay. It's not the score. The score is not the issue. It's that it's showing that the accounts are currently getting paid. Correct.
Yeah, okay. Then let me look at that as well. That's
cool.
Alternate plan B.
All right, I'm going to look out for your email and get this rolling for you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Right now. Okay, bye.
Bye.